Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
The Friday Drive at 5 is brought to you by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com, by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com, and by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sideline with a sprain, strain, or break. Get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Has it been a productive week? Are we any closer to important conclusions? Are we really just filling the void with these takes on the Bills? Like, I guess this is a by asking this, I maybe am really asking, is it going to be okay? 1 year ago was pretty similar, and it was pretty okay until the seemingly inevitable loss in the playoffs to Kansas City. I can't tell you right now whether that's likely to happen again, or whether it could or couldn't happen again. Of course it could, but I still think overall the Bills are the Bills. And if New England is good, that will be the complication, because that could affect seeding and home field and all of that. Otherwise, I mean, still trying to get the one, but otherwise I'm not sure we're not tracking, sorry for the double negative, toward a season very much like they've had for the last 5 years.
I do think that is, despite everything we talked about in the last segment, I mean, I'm being honest, I am more concerned, you know, but what did I say to someone midweek who called me? He's like, you know, I'm more worried about this thing or that thing, and like, that's just, we're getting older. Like, it's another year. It's another year of Allen's career we're six games into it. And, you know, yeah, sure, every one of these years at different times, it has looked like they didn't have it. And then they did. And that is important to keep in mind. I'm worried that isn't going to last forever, but it's still probably the most likely outcome is that they have their kind of regular year. Maybe they don't score 30. Maybe they score 28.5. You know, I don't know. They are still, I think, a team, despite all the flaws that we are picking at. And yes, idle time. I mean, we don't have a game, and the timing of two losses could not have been worse. I mean, I don't know what we would have been doing if they won the way that they had been winning. We would have felt maybe insane picking at them with a 5-1 or 6-0 record or something. But I think them being fine in a league, Sale made this point again on his podcast I went to go watch last night. And he said the same thing to us when he last visited with us on Wednesday. Like, they're not playing the Chiefs of 2021, and they're not playing the Ravens of last year. They're playing the AFC this year, and they're among the teams that have various issues that they need to sort out. Like, nobody, unless you really believe in the Colts, which you are welcome to do at 5-1.
They've been really good.
They have. It's hard, though, to think that that is going to be the team everybody's gunning for when it's all said and done. We'll see. I mean, they've got the lead right now, and that deserves some level of respect. It's getting harder to just overlook them and assume they're going to tumble to earth here at some point. But everyone besides them has looked – but even they, you know, they've gotten away with a couple things. But everyone else looks fallible in some way, right? I mean, the Chiefs right now look better the last 3 weeks than they looked for the first three. There's no question about that. The Bills look worse the last three than they did the first couple. They're probably fine. And yes, we're probably just killing time. You know, I hate to admit that, but that probably is what's going on. You know. I can't all the way believe anything, though. Like, I don't feel entirely that way. I really do feel a little more worried than I have been. But like I just said a few minutes ago, that's also the function of time. You know, it's not so much that they have to be different. It's that I'm different. I'm waiting for you to deliver me the thing that's never happened, and we're another year into it, and it looks like some familiar problems are cropping up, and you think it's more the defense, and not necessarily you, but I do think you, and I think it's more the offense, and we're just going around and around here. You know, newsflash, they're not perfect. There is no perfect team out there. The question you've asked every one of our guests this week is a good question. Who is the best team in the league
right
now?
Would you start Justin Fields over Jackson Dart?
Not that one. Would you? You asked that of Adam Krautwurst. I don't know if you've asked that of anyone else. Who's the best team in the league right now? Is it Tampa? Because they have the same record as Indianapolis, and they're a little more believable because, you know, their talent has been around longer. You know, Baker Mayfield isn't a sudden reclamation. It's, you know, a year or two in now that he's been really good. And this year it's at even another level. Daniel Jones is just sort of brand new at, oh, he's good? You're telling me now? I don't know who the best team is right now. Kansas City, I think, might be my answer.
Bengals. Obviously, you saw them last night. Unstoppable.
The Flacco-led Bengals.
Jamar Chase. How does Pittsburgh not have a move for Jamar Chase? Like, he doesn't – you don't have to shut him out, but just so easily off the line, open. Yeah. It was just like the playground.
Yeah.
Half of those completions to him were just super easy.
He caught 16 passes, and there, I can think of at least two passes he had both hands on that he didn't catch. Like, he could have had 20 receptions last night, for crying out loud. Yep. Or at least 18. Right, there was one down the sideline that he tried to one hand that he ended up really having both hands on, and then there was another one on the other side of the field, the same kind of thing.
He had one overturned right before halftime.
Oh, that's right, too.
And then the next play, they just threw it to him anyway. He's just open again in the same spot. Like, just come on, Steelers. Make a plan for him. If you just make it look good. Couldn't believe it. I mean, loved it. Finally, all these Jamar Chase 101 overall teams have life because that was 38 fantasy points. Appreciate it. Let's go to Pat here. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. I was glad to hear you were talking about this when I turned on the radio because I've been feeling a lot of this same deja vu this week. After Monday, I was looking through Pro Football Reference just because this cadence for the season has just felt so familiar. And if you look at the Bills' last, you know, five or six seasons, there really is a fairly consistent pattern where they kind of have this good or great September. And then from late September to like early to mid November, they're like a 500 football team, sometimes even worse. And then they typically finish really strong. And so it every year it's kind of in the aggregate just been 11 to 13 wins. And I brought this up with some friends and somebody suggested they didn't think this was just a coincidence. They thought that it could be explained by some, you know, sort of intentional, I don't know if I'd call it personnel moves or load management, but sort of this like, well, we get off to a fast start. We're going to be conservative with bringing players back from injury or conservative in the types of plays we're calling or game scripts we have, and then try to get to, you know, January as healthily as possible. And, you know, I don't necessarily have any empirical evidence to back that up. I was just curious if you found that interesting or if you thought it could be explained by something else or if you just thought this was kind of a coincidence. But yeah. Hang up and listen.
Okay. I mostly don't see a pattern other than that they have finished very strong most of these years. I mean, their losses have not all been – it's nearly identical to last year, this.
Right.
But that's really it. And, you know, maybe there's something to
– You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We talk about it like it's normal, being a big favorite. Whether that shows in your game plan or who doesn't play in a given week. The Bills, whether or not they've done it, they've been able to afford it. And this year, it might feel a little tougher if it's even a real thing. You lose to New England at home. I doubt you go into Atlanta with an extra day to prepare, you know, cautiously. I wouldn't think the Bills did that. So,
yeah, it's not. It is not exactly right that they've been great in September and then sort of, you know, muddling along in October, November. They've lost the opener a couple of times. I mean, they lost the opener 2 years in a row. And then, you know, won three or four in a row. And then eventually the two-game losing streak is in there a couple of years. 1 year it's December. The year before that it's November. Last year it was early, like around now. And this year it's around now. You hope it stops here at two and doesn't grow to three eventually. So I don't see an exact pattern. You know, starting hot but losing your opener doesn't really line up. And that's happened a couple of times. Pittsburgh and the Jets got them. In 21 and 22, I think it is, respectively.
21 and 23.
21 and 23.
It could have happened this year.
Yeah, 22 they won. Yeah, they won in L.A. in 22. So
easily could have happened this year, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Opening night.
Yeah. So it doesn't exactly track. The thing that is consistent is there's two games somewhere where they lose. Right? It's not always that they're not scoring. Like, one of those two losses in a row was a Minnesota game where they scored 30 points. It's one of the dopiest losses you'll ever see in your life. But it's not like they were slumbering on offense in that game. They just got beat by some just crazy, crazy things that happened in that ball game. So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to see a pattern like the caller is talking about. But the two in a row, I think that, though, largely is – that's the league. Like, most teams in a season – like, we know this, and I think we say it every summer, but then the games start, and, you know, as soon as the record is not as sterling as we want it to be, or there's a loss against a team that they were expected to beat or favored to beat or whatever, I mean, it's tough. They're favored to beat almost everybody they play every week. As soon as that happens, it's like, oh, my God, what's wrong? Like, probably, you know, like you sort of started this segment. Maybe nothing is wrong. It's the NFL. And so, you know, you're going to have these dips in your season, and hopefully they don't last very long. And in the Bills' case, they've been very good at avoiding anything prolonged. While they've had the two in a row every year, and, you know, there's years where they've lost more than three or four games, too, but they never get to three or four losses in a row. It's two, and then at least a win before another loss.
I mean, if they lose to Carolina, that will be alarming.
Yes.
Off a bye.
Yes.
That's three straight. When are the Sabres going to win 10 in a row? And when are we going to start making that a point of emphasis in here? That sign, Operation 10 Straight, has been sitting on the floor. I mean, nothing ever leaves this room. So once it gets in here, it never gets out.
Yeah.
But it's been sitting on the floor since last season ended. And they won Wednesday.
Well, so the sign
already
says
nine.
The sign is accurate right now. It says nine to go.
Nine to go.
That was where it got left off last year. So it has not been touched, but right now it fits.
I mean, we should.
We'll see if it gets changed if they win Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be the sign.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
Somebody updates the sign.
Right.
After that win, beating Florida. And then what is it next week? Monday,
Montreal? In Montreal, Monday, and then Detroit, I think, Wednesday, home, and then home and home with Toronto on the weekend.
Oh, I think I have tickets.
I think Toronto is Friday here, and then I think maybe are they up there next Saturday? But it's three games, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday on the road, Wednesday, Friday at home.
And they're all at 7:30?
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
No, it's
unfortunate.
I want to. Yes, not a huge fan of that. No.
Michael is next. Hello.
Hey guys. So to bounce back to the Bills for a minute, something that I've noticed, and I feel like a lot of Bills fans probably have too subconsciously, is that from the minute that Keon Coleman got to training camp in his first game, even, you know, in the Falcons game, I've started to notice the location of his targets. Like, usually he gets a lot of back shoulder balls. I don't know if you guys have ever really picked up on that, but a ton of his targets,
I mean, we have eyes. It's impossible to miss. That is almost entirely what he gets. Yes.
Yeah. So I've started to notice Keon's best plays at FSU and the moments that he's flashed here when he's not having to be that like smooth operator. Like, you think of the best back shoulder guys like Devonta Adams, Stephon Diggs, like Antonio Brown. Like, obviously Keon is, he's not that. So it just, I think the best way to you know, maybe avoid the whole moving into the slot conversation or avoid the separation conversations, is just giving him more room on these targets with the ball higher up in the air, maybe more over the middle of the field, where he can just not worry about anything but using his length to attack the ball at the highest point. Because I think there's a lot of things that go into a back shoulder ball that require a lot more than just freak athleticism. It's timing. It's, you know, there's a lot that goes into it where I just don't think he's that kind of receiver. So maybe just more targets that are up in the air where he can jump, he can box out and not have to worry about twisting and getting his feet in. I think that's been a big issue with the target location in his career.
I think you're right. I mean, your observation is right. I just don't know what the potential is for expanding Keon Coleman. I mean, you can come up with different ideas, as you've done, and maybe the Bills will think it a priority to do that. Maybe they should, but I'd be a little surprised. You know, I think it still runs. I don't think he's been impressive enough for the Bills to necessarily want to kind of go in a different direction with him or with their offense. That's what this would be. Like, that would be going in a different direction somewhat with their offense. I think when they get back, they're going to look like they've looked. They're going to want more from Cook than they've gotten in the two losses. They're going to want more from Shakir than they've gotten in the two losses, especially Monday. Monday looked like the table was set for him to have a nice night, and that didn't really happen. And, you know, maybe Kincaid is back. I think I'm guessing that for the most part, at least, they are satisfied with who they are and what this will end up being. Or I'm wrong, and they're scrambling after two losses. But, you know, with the injuries and the turnovers against New England, I wouldn't predict that. I just wouldn't. You want to make adjustments always, and they have the bye to do it. But I'm thinking they're going to look like they've looked, at least in terms of how they want to play.
On Coleman specifically, the way the caller is describing it, it's very interesting. And I don't know that this is absolutely correct, but I feel like a part of the value, part of the difficulty in defending the back shoulder throw is the threat of the guy running by you, right? Like think about when you're watching the game even and that pass gets thrown and the receiver stops for it. The separation is created because the defender is worried about the player getting past him. And that's the value of that tactic. I don't know that anybody is worried about Keon Coleman getting past them. So you just have to sort of stay with him, and I don't think you have to give him room to worry about him blowing your doors off. And so other than that, I don't know what do you want Josh Allen to throw the ball more precisely out of the reach of the defender 20 yards down the field? Like, okay, maybe that can happen. I think that tactic works. That plan works when you are worried about the guy getting by you and he stops and he's created separation because of his route running, his acumen, his speed. And I don't think Coleman is long in any of those. He's big and he can jump. He doesn't have particularly good hands. I don't know, man. That whole thing is looking shakier by the game to me. And I doubt that they are of the mind right now to, oh, let's find a way to get him off.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Thanks for the call, Michael. Paul Hamilton coming up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. Paul, I'm not sure you're so inclined here. Paul's game for a good fantasy question or two. I believe him to be.
Just go right ahead. Fantasy, speaking of fantasy, housekeeping from last hour. We talked with Adam Krautwurst about Brock Bowers. I mentioned how he had practiced today. He's listed as doubtful now officially for the game. And Mike Evans practiced limited yesterday, didn't practice today, so tomorrow is the telling day. They play Monday night. So nothing definitive there, but Bowers doubtful doesn't sound good.
And I think we can fire up George Kittle.
Right.
Paul, do you want to fire up? Have you ever fired up George Kittle in your life?
I've never had George Kittle on my team, so.
This is the time.
No, I've got George Kittle. Make me an offer.
Paul can't have him if you have him.
We have him. Owen and I. We jointly run this team. Although
Bulldog,
I didn't.
I wish you would have told me that we were going to do a fantasy segment here and not a hockey segment, because I would have been really looking forward to it all day, especially doing it with you.
Wow.
I'm not sure I can unravel that.
I'm not sure I want to pivot to hockey because it sounds like you're going to be sad if we talk about the Sabres, and I don't want sad Paul.
Yeah, was that the point?
What's happening now?
I have no plans for a whole segment here. I've got the whole weekend to talk to myself. So you can call me if you want, but
Paul,
Kittle update.
I need you here, bro. I don't need you opening the door to an entire fantasy segment.
Oh, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
It is sometimes fun. Great. Anyway, the Sabres start 0-3 and then blow out Ottawa on Wednesday night. How good of a performance was Wednesday?
Well, once it got going in the second period, the first period actually wasn't really too much better than what we had seen. They had three shots on goal, none 5-on-5. All three came on a power play, which they scored on, by the way. They didn't have any 5-on-5 shots at all. And the goal they scored was a shot that went over the net, hit the back glass, came back, hit the back of the goalie, and went in. So that's one of the three shots that they had. And it got going basically because the Sabres had a parade to the penalty box.
Yeah.
You know, Byram got a penalty. Ottawa scores. Nobody really sees the puck. I won't say nobody. I had said to Brian right away, I said, that went in the net. I mean, I could see it from a top that it went in. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then all of a sudden the fans weren't too happy about it.
Oh, the scramble goal there where the puck leaked in through his skates? Yeah.
And then Lindy Ruff challenges it for goaltender interference. That makes the fans angrier.
Yeah.
And then Lindy Ruff takes a penalty because it's not.
Yeah.
They decide it's not goaltender interference. And then Alex Tuch takes a penalty, which the fans didn't like at all. So you could feel the building getting edgy.
It's 2-1 at that point, right?
Right.
And it felt like the game was teetering.
Right. But the fans were getting mad at the refs. And when that happens, you start getting energy in the building.
Okay.
And then on the tuck penalty is when they get the shorthanded
McLeod
goal.
Scores the shorty, yeah.
Yeah, the place just erupts. And they go from there. And then they play exactly the way Lindy Ruff wants them to play, with speed. There were guys all over around the net. You know, they were winning battles. They were getting to the battles first. They were winning the battles. They were playing hard. It just changed everything. And that's exactly the way he wants them to play. And if anytime they want to play a hockey game like they did the last 40 minutes of that game, they'll be in any game and win a lot of hockey games.
We'll get to Benson, who made his season debut, and what a great night it was for him with four assists. Paul, I thought, especially the front part of the game, Josh Doan was, I felt like, in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he just really, and there was even, before the onslaught started, there's a back check that he makes that I'm just like, this guy is just, he's just a dog. I mean, he is just laying it out there. He's got to be on a fast track to becoming a fan favorite.
Well, that was exactly, and that's exactly what I told you when they traded for you. I said, one of the things I said, I don't know, there could be an upside scoring. I don't know if we're going to see the upside or not. But what I can tell you is he will be in the middle of everything. That's exactly how I put it, just exactly how you put it, Bulldog. You know, he's going to be in the middle of a forecheck. He's going to be in the middle of scrums. He's going to be in front of the net. He's going to be hard to knock down. He's going to be slapping people around in front of the net. He's going to get under their skin. He's going to be first in on the forecheck. You know, he's going to be the type of player that I think people of – in Buffalo are really going to enjoy watching play. Now, is there an upside scoring? He had three assists. Now, those aren't goals, but assists are just as good as goals. If you're leading two goals,
right,
it doesn't matter who really scores them. You know, I think he's made a very good first impression. It wasn't just this game either. I mean, he's pretty much made an impression. I mean, almost every game I've watched him so far of the four. And, you know, he's going to be a guy I think people in this town enjoy.
And I guess for anyone who, while the Sabres were floundering and they're, you know, losing their first three games, that wanted to say, oh, come on, Zach Benson's that important? I mean, I don't know. Wednesday's pretty strong, compelling evidence that he is that important.
Well, I was concerned. I talked to you guys about this, about, you know, you got to have more than 28 points if you're going to play in the top six.
Right.
And that was the only concern of his game that I had. Nothing else about his game I don't have any concern about at all. But it's just like, and I always felt that there is an upside to him, and, you know, he's going to get his points eventually. It's just he's got to learn how to get the points in the National Hockey League and get a little confidence in his offense. Well, he shows up, and he's exactly what the Sabres weren't doing in the first three games. I mean, his game is just like Doan's game, but he's a little more of the rat than Doan is. I mean, he will absolutely get under the other team's skin, and they'll be chasing him all over the ice. And, you know, that's exactly what the dose of Zach Benson is exactly what this team needed. And then it gets a little contagious. It's like, well, if Doan can do it and Benson can do it, I guess I can do it too. And, you know, now you've got a bunch of guys hanging around the net, and a bunch of guys screening the goaltender, and a bunch of guys going to the corner winning battles, and a bunch of guys jumping into scrums. And it just becomes a contagious thing. And next thing you know, he's got, well, we thought three assists. It was about 11:30 at night he got the fourth. All of a sudden they changed the scoring. It was the second goal by Quinn where they added an assist to him. So that's where he picked up. I asked him today, I said, all right, you had 98 points in your last year in junior. I said, you would have had to have four assists somewhere, wouldn't you? And he goes, oh, that's a good question. He goes, I don't know. He goes, yeah, wouldn't you think? And he goes, I had like 62 assists or whatever. And I go, well, you would think you'd had four in a game. He goes, yeah, you would think that, because I can't remember if I did or I didn't.
Yeah.
I wonder if they might have given him some assists at 11:30 some night and he didn't know it.
Right. Well, Paul, that line, at least on Wednesday, was Benson with Thompson and Tuck. And practice was a little different today. Kulik, after being, I don't know. You tell us what was going on with Kulik during the week, because I heard Lindy talk about it, and I'm not sure if they were just making an example out of him or mad at how he was playing or what was going on there, but he was back up top today centering Thompson and Benson, wasn't he?
He was there at some points during the Ottawa game, too, okay. once Danforth went out.
Oh, that's right.
They were the juggle forward.
Yeah.
So I think they might have finished the game that way with him at center. And excuse me one second. It was in practice before the Ottawa game. He was centering Gertsen and Greenway, which means he wasn't playing.
Right.
You know, he was on the fifth line. And, you know, Lindy will do that sometimes, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to play the next day. And Lindy said, it's not been good enough. It hasn't even been remotely good enough, you know, the way he's played. And he goes, I wanted to see how he would react to it. And I don't know if he's going to play tomorrow. Was what he said after practice and
on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, and then the game rolled around, and he decided he's going to play him. And he goes, hey, "I want to see his response." And quite frankly, it wasn't very good. He was -2 on the game. I don't think he played all that well. I don't think he improved at all. And he did get the open net goal, the empty net goal. So maybe that will get him going, just to see a puck go into the net. But with Danforth out, and Lindy said afterwards, since he was asked, what did you think of Kulik? And he's like, huh, it's all right. He wasn't real thrilled about it. I understand why. I wouldn't have been real thrilled about it either if I was him. The kid's just not even close to what he was last year when he finished up. He's not playing well, and it's not – and he did – he was careful to say, and he's right – he said, we're not blaming him. It's not all – this isn't about him. Like, he's the one that's holding everybody back. But you have 23 roster spots. You can't bench 8 guys. You know, that was just the one that he just felt was really underperforming. So that was the one he took on. And but he's not, quote, benched, because he is going to be centering Benson. And now – this is the first time he's centered Benson and Thompson this year. He centered them a lot last year, and it went really, really well.
Right.
He was centering Zucker and Thompson while Benson was hurt. So we'll see how that goes and where that goes, and it allows Tuck to go to another line, because Tuck and McLeod, I thought, looked really good together once they got rolling in the second period. That after that timeout, you know, Lindy, that was a great timeout by Lindy Ruff, because it was slipping.
Yeah, they,
and we've seen
right.
that movie
oh
how
gosh,
many
Paul.
Times?
Yeah, for sure. 5-2 to 5-4, like, oh, yeah.
And next
hold
thing
on.
You know, you're down 6-5.
Right.
And, you know, so he called the timeout just to, that used to drive me insane, you know, how Granato would end with the game with his timeout when he could have called it and maybe done what Lindy Ruff did. And Lindy Ruff, if he wasn't really like screaming at his players. He basically was telling them, look, you guys are acting like you don't want the puck. He goes, want the puck, want to play with speed, want to keep going the way you were going. He goes, come on, just go get the puck and go with it. It took 17 seconds for Tuck and McLeod to look like they were shot out of cannons, come roaring up the ice, and you know McLeod comes down with speed down the middle. They can't keep up with him. Tuck lays a perfect pass over to him, and it's in the net. And it took 17 seconds to do it. So, you know, I thought Tuck and McLeod looked like a pretty good combination once the team got going in the second period.
Quickly, Paul, what's the timetable, if you know, on Luukkonen, and what changes when he's ready?
What changes is I think he'll wind up with a rehab assignment in Rochester, and that absolutely would be the right thing to do. He's played one period since April, you know, so he hasn't really had much of a training camp. You know, he's practicing, doing well. But and Lindy said that's a possibility. You know, he didn't want to totally commit to it. Yeah. But that's what makes sense is, you know, I would send him down there. But let's say they have, you know, the 3 games in 3. You can do that in the AHL. We'll have him play Friday, Sunday, get a couple of games in, you know. But I think that would be the way to go. And I would be surprised if that's not the way they go.
Yeah. They haven't had any back-to-backs yet. So Lyon has played them all. But, I mean, And again, this week they don't have a back-to-back until next Friday, Saturday, right? Toronto Friday here, and then in Toronto Saturday. I'm just wondering, like, how long has it been since Lyon has played this many games in a row?
It's been a while. You know what? if I were the coach of the Sabres, I wouldn't want Ellis's first game in a back-to-back with Toronto. I would put Ellis in Montreal if it were me. And I asked Lindy about that today. He goes, well, yeah, anything's possible. It's a possibility because I'm worried about tomorrow's game, and then after tomorrow's game, I'll think about that.
Yeah.
So he did leave the door open for that. I would rather he start against the Montreal Canadiens than the Toronto Maple Leafs. Even if he plays the back-to-back against Toronto,
right.
I wouldn't want that to be his first NHL game.
Gotcha. Right.
So that's how I would do it. Because you want Lyon to play against the Red Wings. I'm sure he would like to play against the Red Wings. So the Montreal game is what would make sense to me.
Thanks for this, Paul. Have a nice weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
There you go. That's our man, Paul Hamilton, on the Wester Hotline. And Paul's appearances with us are always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Ralax Honda. Ralax, we got this.
Florida tomorrow afternoon, 12:30? Or was that Monday? It was 12:30.
Monday, I think 1 o'clock is what I saw.
1 o'clock?
Tomorrow, yeah. Yeah,
right.
1 o'clock is correct.
So pregame at noon.
Right.
Then off to Montreal Monday night. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday, as we call it. Coming up with more, we've got picks at 6. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.